Welcome to the Hannah Ashton Podcast, the show for the influencer, entrepreneur, and boss babe. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode. So today I will be talking about public speaking and my tips for giving the best presentation of your life. So recently I've had many public speaking engagements. I spoke at the Workshop Phoenix. You guys know all about that. I talked about it way too much, but I loved it. And there I was giving 2-hour presentations to rooms full of women mostly. And then this past week I had my senior capstone presentation. So it was probably a room of about 100 people, and I gave a 5-minute TED Talk style presentation. And I've done many other presentations in the past, but having done some recently, it got me thinking about kind of what makes a great presentation and what I was working towards. And I know if you're in high school or college or probably in a business setting, you have to give presentations too. And so I thought this would be a beneficial episode to tell you all kind of what I have found in my research and what has worked for me when I'm speaking publicly. So today I have 7 tips for you guys, and I hope these are helpful. And if you have any tips, make sure to let me know on social media or on iTunes, on the comments in SoundCloud, wherever, what your tips are too. I'd love to hear them. So to start out, my biggest tip, and the one you've probably heard often, but it was the biggest struggle for me, is to speak slowly. And I found you have to speak unusually slowly when giving a presentation. This is hard for me, and if you watch my videos, or you can even probably tell in this podcast, I like to speak fast because I want to get as much information across in the shortest amount of time possible, because I know we're all busy people. But when you're giving a presentation, the audience member's brain, it takes them a few seconds to kind of catch up with what you're saying. So let's say you're giving a really important statistic or fact or something important in your speech. If you're talking quickly, it's actually going to take a longer time for people to process what you're saying, because you don't only have to process the content, but also, wait, what was that word she said? Did she say the, what was that word she said really quickly? And then by the time they're actually figuring out the fact, they've already missed your next point. And so that's why it is important to talk unusually slowly when giving a presentation and really highlight main facts. Also, taking pauses is a great help. So after you make a new point or you change a slide, take a quick 1-second pause, 1 to 2 seconds, and allow your audience to catch up with you. A way I like to practice speaking slower in my presentations was I actually wrote out a script for my presentation, and I practiced reading the script slowly. For me, it was easier to practice reading an exact script slowly than it was to go through my note cards and try to talk slower. And what this will do is it will train your mind and its muscle memory so that when you are presenting without a script, you're still going to read at that slow pace that you practice so many times. So my second tip is to take deep breaths, and this kind of goes along with talking quickly, because usually when you talk quickly and your mind is racing and you're nervous, you're going to get out of breath pretty quickly. And it is totally okay when you're switching slides or you just made a big point to take a breath. Take that beat and then continue talking. Number 3 is to smile. So when you smile, you sound happier. Usually when I record these podcasts, I'm actually semi-smiling right now. This is me talking with no smile or enthusiasm. And this is me talking with a smile. As you can see, just by listening, there is a difference. And when someone's watching your presentation, a smile is going to make them feel more comfortable and keep them better engaged, because it looks like you're enjoying yourself. Next is to make slight eye contact with the audience, especially if you're in a more intimate setting, like a smaller group or a room where, you know, without a stage and without all those bright stage lights, so basically where you can see your audience, try to make slight eye contact, but don't obviously stare at one person the entire presentation. But slight eye contact, skimming the room a little bit, but make sure you make those connections too. The next step is to plant your feet when giving your presentation. Make sure to plant your feet and try not to sit into one side of your body, meaning like leaning into a hip, popping your hip out as I and a lot of other girls like to do. Try to plant your feet, stand straight up, practice good posture. And when you're practicing giving your presentation, try to stand in the type of shoes that you'll be giving your presentation in. If you'll be giving it in sneakers, wear sneakers. Flats, wear flats. Heels, definitely practice in heels, because it's all different and we all leverage our weight differently depending on the type of shoes. So this is one of my biggest tips, is to practice your presentation in the attire that you'll be giving it in. And it's not only, again, going to help with that vision, that muscle memory, but it'll also help you get your stance correct. Tip number 6 is not to give too much focus into the signals your audience is giving you. Obviously, if your people are looking confused, you may want to try to explain a point more or talk slower. But what I found is that when people are listening intently, they're actually giving a pretty stern face. And when I was giving one of my big presentations at the workshop, a lot of people in the audience like had a very solemn, very serious look, and I thought, honestly, they just weren't enjoying my presentation. But then once I was done, they came up to me smiling, like the same people that looked stern in the audience. They came up smiling and telling me how much they enjoyed it, how much they got out of it. And then I checked myself when I was listening to another presentation, and I had that same look on my face, that like intent, focused, learning look. And so don't get intimidated if people look really mean or upset when you're giving a presentation. They're probably just listening intently, which is a good thing. So my last tip for public speaking is to give to the audience. Now, if you're giving a school presentation or a presentation you're not too thrilled about, you may not be that excited and may not feel like you're giving your audience anything super valuable. But even just by thinking, okay, this presentation is about the audience, it's about what they get out of it and not about me and how I look, then you're already going to put off that giving speaker appearance. And a lot of speakers are full takers. You know, if it's a business presentation, all they're doing is promoting their products, promoting their new deals, and it's just all about them and they're taking from the audience. Instead, to be a great presenter, you need to give to the audience. And remember, it's not about you, it's about them. Okay, guys, that was it for this episode. If you enjoyed it or learned something from this episode or any of our episodes, the best way you can support the show is to rate and review us on iTunes. Just search Hannah Ashton and you will see my picture pop up. And next week's episode will be an interview again, so I'm super excited for that guest. And I hope you guys have an amazing week. Leave comments on SoundCloud or send us a pic on social media of you listening to the podcast, and we will definitely repost. And yeah, have an amazing rest of your day, guys. I will talk to you next week. Bye.